You may be seated. Dear Christian brothers and sisters, around 2,000 years ago, a man named Jesus lived a pretty special life. Did a lot of good things, amazed a lot of people. He did so much good, in fact, that he was able, upon his death, to grant us a wondrous gift today, a 6-day weekend. And it was truly glorious, wasn't it? However, the sad part is that that is exactly how all the non-believers of this world view Easter. Just a time for an extra day off. Just a small vacation in spring for a little extra relaxation and rest. But you know what's even worse than that? Is that we as Christians, who are supposed to know exactly what Easter means, we're supposed to know exactly what we got Easter morning. We don't always act like it. Just take a look at our campuses here, at Bethany Lutheran College and Bethany Lutheran Theological Seminary. We're supposed to be a beacon of Christianity, of Lutheranism, of the ELS to the world around us. And yet, if you really look down deep, you can see the full spectrum of sins right here. From sexual sins, to cheating, to stealing, to lying, to plagiarism, gossip, slander, arrogance, pride. And yet sometimes we fool ourselves into thinking that we're somehow above sins like these. We somehow blame the world around us, the unbelievers, the pagans, the sinners, and say that they're the ones who commit all these terrible, terrible things. And we're a little bit better than that. It's so easy as Christians, especially when we're all gathered together in a little institution like this. It's so easy to sometimes fool ourselves into thinking that we're somehow better than those around us, that we're somehow better than the sinners. But would we really want people to actually look at our lives 24/7? Not when we're expecting it, but would we want people to see what we're doing behind closed doors at night? When we're alone? Would we want people to hear how we talk in private, the language we use? Would we want people to know what we're thinking about? And here we are, a beacon of Christianity to the world. And you can look from the poorhouses to the prisons to this very campus, and you find the same type of person, a sinner, sinful flesh that has earned nothing more than death, eternal damnation in hell, and to be abandoned by God. We're all the same in what we get and what we earn in this world. However, as Christians, we do have something that the unbeliever does not, and St. Peter tells us it to us in our text today. He says, "Blessed be God, be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you." See, as Christians, we have truly been born again into a new birth, no longer children of flesh and sin and death, but children of God. And as adopted children of God, we have been given a living hope, as St. Peter says. Now, this living hope, it comes to us in two ways. First, our hope is in Christ Jesus. See, when mankind sinned in the garden, we lost everything, except God gave us one extra thing, hope. Hope in a Messiah who would come and live a perfect life. Hope in a Messiah who would pay for our sins and give us back what we threw away, what we lost in sin. And on Good Friday, that hope died. That hope was put in the tomb. But on Easter morning, our hope arose from the dead. A living hope is now what we have again. And this living hope brings us great comfort because the resurrection proves many things to us. The resurrection from the dead proves that Christ had finished living under the law, fulfilling the law, finished living a perfect life. Meaning that you and I don't have to do anything to earn salvation anymore. The resurrection proves that God has accepted Christ's suffering as full payment for our sins, so that you and I don't have to suffer anything else for our sins, so that you and I can know that even though our sinful flesh looks like the unbelievers, through faith alone in Christ Jesus, we are seen as perfect by God. Our sins have truly been forgiven by Christ Jesus. And the resurrection proves that all who have been linked to Christ through faith will rise with Christ also to an eternal home. What a wonderful blessing it is to have a truly living hope, to know that Christ didn't just work for our benefit 2,000 years ago, but he still works for us today. Not only does he sit in the right hand of God just advocating for us, for our sinlessness, for the forgiveness that he gave to us, but he's also here with us in our lives today, bringing us comfort, bringing us strength. To know that if God cared enough to take care of our eternal need, that being salvation, certainly he cares enough to take care of our little earthly needs. And he does bless us in this world. He does bring us comfort. And he has given us a place where we can find Christ ourselves when we're tempted by sin. When the struggles of this world have got us down, we can turn to the means of grace. We can find Christ in the Word. We can find Christ at his supper. And we can be comforted that our sins are indeed forgiven. Through no act of our own, but on Christ alone, our sins are forgiven. And our strength will be comforted and strengthened through Christ. What a wondrous gift to have a living hope in Christ Jesus. And this living hope in Christ Jesus gives us the second type of living hope we have today, a hope which lives in us. In the Old Testament, all the tribes of Israel were given an inheritance of land for them to live on, to tend, to be their own, to take care of. Every tribe except for one, the tribe of Levi, received no land. But they weren't gypped or cheated or forgotten by God. Instead, they were seen to have inherited God himself. So they didn't have to toil with the things of this world. And they lived as the priests, spreading God's word, acting as a living hope, a beacon to the world around of God's great mercy. And we as believers can see ourselves just like the tribe of Levi, because St. Peter tells us we don't have an earthly inheritance. Our inheritance is in heaven, and it awaits us, and it's kept safe for us. So we can go through life and we don't have to worry about gathering all the money we can. We don't have to worry about gathering all the honor and the prestige that we can. Because my grandmother always said it best, you can't take it with you when you go. And how true that is. All the material things of this world will fade away, be lost and forgotten. All of our accomplishments, all of our wealth, all of our great deeds, even that new big beautiful building over there, hopefully a long time down the road, will be forgotten. It will be all lost and left behind. But we are blessed to have an inheritance in heaven. And because it's in heaven with God's charge over it, we know that it will never fade away. It will never be corrupted or destroyed. It is kept safe. And because it's a true inheritance, we know we'll never lose it unjustly. We'll know God will never just take it away from us randomly. It is promised to us. It is signed over to us through faith on account of Christ alone. And God has given us his word and sacrament to strengthen our faith, so we know as Christians, when we die, when we rise again, we will collect our inheritance in heaven, which is eternal life with our Father, with our living Lord. So since God has accomplished all things in this world, lived a perfect life, forgiven us our sins, granted us an inheritance in heaven, we don't have to live our lives for ourselves, but we can live our lives as a living hope, a living faith, living for our Lord. We can amend our actions with God's help and be a true beacon to the world around us so that they can see God's mercy in our actions, so they can see the gift we've been giving, so they can see the meaning of Easter and how we live our lives, so they see God's great glory in all that he gives us. Guys, 6-day weekend is pretty good, but it's just a taste. Everything you enjoyed on this 6-day weekend, the joy, the happiness, the rest, the relaxation, the comfort, the family and friends you spent time with, it's just a taste of what's to come. Just a taste of the inheritance which awaits us in heaven through faith alone on account of our living Lord, our living hope. Amen. Please rise as we now continue with Collect number 63, which you'll find on page 155 in your hymnal. We beseech you, Almighty God, that we who celebrate the solemn nights of the Lord's resurrection may by the renewal of your Holy Spirit rise again from the death of the soul and walk in newness of life through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen. We continue with the hymn.